The United States will be bolstering its military presence in Iraq by sending additional troops and equipment to the country. The Pentagon said around 300 troops, as well as a detachment of helicopters and drone aircraft, will be sent to Iraq. Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby said about 200 troops had already arrived in Iraq to reinforce security at the U.S. Embassy and Baghdad International Airport. He added that U.S. President Barack Obama has authorized the establishment of two joint operations centers and an assessment of how the U.S. can provide additional support to Iraq's security forces. Well, let's cross over to Oregon now. Joining us via Skype is Leah Bulger. She's with the Veterans for Peace. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, ma'am. Now, first of all, further U.S. involvement in Iraq. More than 300 troops will be deployed. 200 are already on the ground. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's a very, very bad idea. I think when the United States invaded Iraq many years ago, 2003, it was the wrong thing to do. And now we have our military actions have broken the country, essentially. You know, we dismantled their military. We put in a new regime. And now, now it's coming back to Biden. And I don't see how any way that more military force is going to improve the situation.
Now, how much do you think it comes from a lack of understanding on the part of the U.S. Lawmakers and government when they decide to send more troops and engage further in Iraq? And how much of it do you think is part of a bigger plan to continue with this destabilization of Iraq?
Well, I think you put your finger on it. I don't think that the United States ever really thought about what was going to happen. But I think the plan was all along to destabilize, to insert American interests, to kind of spread the American pressure and power in the area. And the point was to destabilize the government. I don't think we've ever, our intention was ever to create a peaceful government there. I mean, what we've created now is just exploded into a horrible situation where there are, millions of refugees and people being killed, violence. The country has been broken, and the United States is to blame.
And before I let you go, right now, the role of these U.S. troops, at least as portrayed by the Pentagon, is to provide security at the U.S. Embassy at Baghdad, as well as the international airport there. Is it safe to assume that their operations will include more than just that?
Oh, absolutely. This is how we got into Vietnam with advisors. And, President Obama wants to leave advisors and consultants on the ground in Afghanistan. This is just the start, They will say that the Iraqi government invited us to come back to protect the interests. But this is what the government wants to do. Our government, they want to have military influence. They want to leverage their power in the area. And it's absolutely the wrong thing to do. And the world community should be speaking out against more American military presence in the region.
All right, Leah Bulger with the Veterans for Peace joining us via Skype from Oregon. It's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, ma'am.